Just Like Heaven is happening this Saturday. You got LCD sound system, you got the Strokes, and we've got your chance to win coming up in less than an hour on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we've got animal stories, a great story about a dog helping police. We have great news. It's the kind of story that restores your faith in humanity that we need from time to time. What's up with Florida? Does just the opposite. An Uber driver plays cop. At the 420, we have the catch of the day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we have What's Your Story? And for that, we have Dexter in the Moon Rocks at the Palladium, September 26th. Yesterday, Megan Holliday and I did What's Your Story? And the topic was, you slept through something important.
Hey, so you guys want to know a story about something you slept through?
Yep.
I went to jail, and they had, a riot. And I was supposed to wake up and help people, but I slept through the whole thing.
You slept through a jail riot. Prison riot.
Yeah, it was a county jail. It wasn't the prison.
Okay.
But yeah, I was supposed to be awake for it, and they told me about it afterwards.
You missed the whole thing.
I was asleep. I'm sorry.
I mean, it seems like it would be so loud.
Yeah. I
but those beds are so comfortable. I can see why you would sleep through that. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You get Zippo, nada.
A Florida man who's an Uber driver outfitted his black Chevy Suburban with illegal red and blue emergency lights and acted like a cop. And those details are coming up on What's Up with Florida on K-Rock. I've only seen LCD Sound System at Coachella that one time, and they were great. Plus the Strokes, they're playing this weekend at Just Like Heaven. And your chance to win is coming up in the next half hour on K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A man named Nadi Jabari, 46 years old, apparently decided his school security guard gig wasn't giving him enough energy, not enough oomph. So he decided he needed to step it up a bit, and he outfitted his black Chevy Suburban with illegal red and blue emergency lights that he would pull out and put up on top of his car when he needed to do whatever police stuff he was doing. He's also an Uber driver. So this past Saturday night, he's got an Uber rider in the back seat, and he decides, you know what? I need to pull someone over. So he grabbed his red and blue emergency lights on the side and put them up on top of his car and pulled someone over. Imagine being the guy that's taking the Uber ride, just trying to get someplace. Your driver decides that he's a cop while you're in the back seat. And the car he pulled over was an unmarked undercover vehicle driven by sheriff's deputies. So as the sheriff's deputies walk up to the car to find out what's going on with this guy, the Uber rider tries to open the back door and get out. And the cop says, can you close the door?
Can you close the door and have him roll down the window?
The fake cop, the Uber driver, rolls down the window.
Hey, how are you? Brother? I'm doing all right, man.
Hey, brother. How are you, brother? From one officer to another, what's going on, brother?
What are you doing today?
I'm playing cop.
Jeremy, just come straight in.
What's that?
We're going to be on the left and we're
going to be on the right. I'm playing cop and pulling people over. I'm helping you.
No.
He's very upset that the cop tells him to get out of the car. No, we're on the same side. Then he gets handcuffed and realizes they're not on the same side.
What a dumb douchebag.
Just Like Heaven is this Saturday, and we've got passes to the show for you to see the Strokes, an LCD sound system, and more coming up in within the next 10 minutes right here on K-Rock.
Get your greasy little face up next to the radio because it's time for America's favorite radio program, Animal Stories.
Time for Kevin Ryder's
Animal Stories! There was a man in Northwest England who was riding an e-scooter on the street and walking his dog, or running his dog. His dog was with him. And the police saw him, and because it's illegal to use the e-bikes, e-scooters on the streets, they tried to pull him over. And the guy just gunned it and flat out started going through neighborhoods and through alleys and places that the police couldn't go. The only problem is the guy on the e-scooter was walking his dog, and his dog was left behind. So the cops went back to the dog and they said, hey, dog.
Has he left you? Has he been a bad boy and left you? Come on then.
Show us where your owner lives. And the dog said, sure. Or if it's Scooby-Doo,
where's he gone? Where's he gone?
So that's the cop asking the dog, where's he gone? Where's he gone? And the dog starts leading the cop down the street.
Where's he gone? Go find him.
Go find him. Maybe the easiest arrest of the night, the dog leads the police to the home of the man. Because that's the dog's home as well. So the police officer pulls up to the house and knocks on the door. The dog automatically runs in because it's its home.
Hello. Thank you.
He's definitely been in.
Yeah, mate. The ladder to the attic is down. And so they, of course, look up there. And that's where the guy's trying to hide in his roof. And they're like, get down.
Get the f*** out there. Get out now.
They arrested the man, and if life is fair, they gave the dog a treat.
Seldom in my life have I met a dumber man.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I do my best to find stories of dumb people. We do People Are Dumb. We do What's Up with Florida. We try to make fun of the lighter side of the news, but every once in a while we need to do a story like this one on a person named Heidi Widmer, and it restores your faith in humanity.
It's time for Kevin's great news. Just last month, Heidi Widmer packed up her life in Buffalo and moved to L.A. The middle school teacher and budding influencer left behind a few bad relationships and wanted to start a new life. But first, she just wanted to sleep.
My first night was a little rough. There was a loud neighbor, noisy neighbor above.
She said it sounded like they were rolling a bowling ball all over the floor and she couldn't sleep.
Weeks later, she met the source of the noise when her upstairs neighbor, Carol, dropped her recyclables right outside Heidi's apartment.
Okay, rude.
This poor lady can barely get down the stairs.
So she goes upstairs and meets the woman who is 89 years old and has Parkinson's and no family.
And I'm wondering what the bowling ball sound is. Yeah, that's her walker.
Oh, man, I would feel terrible.
So obviously I got up and I was like, I got it. It's okay.
Heidi discovered Carol had Parkinson's and had been living alone for years, too proud to ask for help. But whether she asked for it or not.
It's your downstairs neighbor. Do you need anything?
Help.
I can take the trash out real quick.
Had arrived.
So Heidi starts taking care of this 89-year-old woman and doing some of the chores that she can't.
Carol, you got family?
No.
Got no family here?
No.
Ma'am?
I've been alone for years.
She's been alone for years.
Her quality of life, it's rough. I had asked her actually 2 days ago. I said, my girl, what would have happened if I didn't find you? And she just looked me straight in the eye and said, I would have struggled until somebody did.
But Heidi did.
And her social media posts about Carol have gotten nearly 30 million views.
Grandmother Carol! It's my girl!
Heidi has helped with cooking, cleaning, medical benefits, lawyers, and has gotten the landlord to step in to help.
So getting her AC units, he's replacing the carpet, putting a screen door in, and even a stove.
What an amazing gift for that older woman.
Letters for Carol are now being sent from around the world.
Hawaii? Oh my goodness, I didn't even notice that one. Columbus, Ohio.
And a GoFundMe page has raised more than $50,000.
Heidi has come into my life.
She's difficult to understand, but she did say Heidi has come into my life.
I am deeply grateful.
She's very grateful, and now she says, I think of her as my granddaughter.
She's actually my granddaughter.
Yeah, your granddaughter.
She calls me grandmother.
And that is great news.
Yes!
Am I right? Megan Holliday is here. She has three things at four on the way.
So the ladies' chicken calling contest at the Iowa State Fair has really taken the internet by storm.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to have more on that. And you're going to love it, Kev.
The 420 catch of the day is on the way on K-Rock. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q. Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, Liquid Death and Garage Beer have launched a hilarious We Want Your Pee campaign starring Jason Kelsey, highlighting how much water AI data centers use to cool their servers. The stunt includes an $18 limited edition glass data center coolant collector designed to hold urine, and that quickly sold out. And I am just in love with this commercial. Okay. So
we want your pee. Please give us your pee. Let's pee on computers together. Cause we need lots of pee. Endless gallons of pee. Join our important endeavor.
With Garage Beer's classic light beer and Liquid Death sparkling energy, the light beer of energy drinks, it's never been easier to create pee.
Let's pee.
So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and have another Garage Beer or Liquid Death Sparkling Energy. Then send your pee to the AI data center of your choice. We even make it easy with these collectible, sealable mugs.
Great.
So even though it's a joke, people have definitely been mailing their pee to data centers, and I love it so much. Number two, the ladies' chicken calling contest at the Iowa State Fair has taken the internet by storm.
I can tell you already, I hate this.
I hate it. So
I couldn't.
So here's
all right, let's hear it.
The Iowa State Fair has been taking over social media because of its ladies' chicken calling contest. Clips of these women clucking, I guess, have gone super viral. And the grand prize for this competition is not just a sparkly blue ribbon, but a $5 bill. Ooh. Number 129, wow. Ann Lynn took home the grand prize. Here is her winning performance. Also, according to KCCI, Anne said she has never owned chickens, so I'm so curious how she got so good at this. These ladies were not clucking around.
What? The hell is going on?
Things are different in Iowa. All right, number three. Federal agents just uncovered a wildlife smuggling operation at the U.S.-Mexico border. Here's more on that.
Officials say they stumbled across a bizarre and troubling animal smuggling case at the U.S.-Mexico border. Federal prosecutors say a 66-year-old Tijuana woman was arrested last week after agents found dozens of live reptiles hidden inside of her car in the San Ysidro point of entry. In all, officials say 69 animals were packed inside. Live animals. They were found in pillowcases that had been concealed in a compartment behind a back seat. We're talking vipers, caimans, even a baby crocodile. Authorities say the reptiles were left inside the car for nearly a full day in the heat. Now I feel bad. Three of the animals died. The woman has pleaded not guilty to wildlife trafficking charges.
What the hell is going on? Oh, my God. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Found this last night on Instagram. His name is Knox. His real name is Knox Morris, but his artist name, he goes by Knox. He apparently picked up the guitar the summer before starting at Ohio University, taught himself to play, gave up school, dropped out, moved in with his grandma, and saved up to move to Nashville. This song is called 4340. Which is an elite time for measuring a football player's speed. And the song is about how quickly somebody leaves. It's a metaphor for a partner who bolts the moment moment that things get real. It's called 4340. It's Knox, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Knox, spelled K-N-O-X, and 4340, and it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Every day at this time, we do What's Your Story? And when we do, we pick the best caller.
And for the best one, I've got your tickets to see Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the Palladium on September 26th.
Listen, we were dumbasses. I know that. I'm aware. I'm a guy. I was a kid. I was stupid. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We were in a park, a friend of mine and I, and we had a steak knife. Where did we get it from? I don't know. I don't remember.
Hey, this looks like fun.
For some reason, we thought, I'm going to see if I can stick it in the ground right next to your foot.
Uh-huh.
Barefoot. Barefoot. No shoe. Barefoot. And so I did it, and then he did it, and then on the third one, I threw it, and it stuck right in the middle of his foot.
No. It's like bad?
Like, what did I think would happen?
Oh my God.
Has to be bad, right? Yes, it was bad.
Oh, no.
He had to go to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we were just dumb.
Yeah.
But then, do you have one?
Well, I mean.
Because then I have an unintentional one,
okay,
too.
Okay, yeah, do that one first.
Okay,
yeah.
My unintentional one was my brother was a wide receiver in football mm-hmm. in high school.
Okay.
I was a quarterback, so I threw the ball. He dove to catch it and broke his collarbone on it.
Oh, no.
So now his arm is in a sling, and it's 3 weeks later or something. And he gets in the car, and he works his arm up to be on the window,
okay,
the open window.
Yep.
And I didn't see that. So I rolled up his window, and his arm
no!
was...
Oh, my God! So technically you heard him twice
yes.
on that one.
He was screaming.
Oh, my God!
Screaming bloody murder. I said, I didn't know. I didn't know. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. I have a visceral memory of I was probably like 9 or 10 years old over at my best friend Lindsay's house. And we were going to go in her garage, and we were short. So she would stand up on the step, and she put her fingers in between the door jamb.
Oh, no.
And I always had a habit of closing doors behind me,
mm-hmm.
slammed her fingers into the door. Okay. And she screams, she's crying, da, da, da. And her mom's all pissed, comes out. And then whatever, we move on. And then she does it. Again.
What?
And I do it again. I slammed her finger in the door twice, and then she was crying.
In what amount of time?
I would say within probably a 5 minute span. And then same day.
5 minutes.
And her mom got so mad at us that she took me home.
She should have. That's insane.
I know.
Were her hands were fingers broken, bleeding, something?
No, they weren't. They weren't broken or anything like that, but they were definitely bruised.
Oh my God.
The next couple of days.
So. All right, so the topic today for What's Your Story is your dumbass hurt someone. You were being a dumbass and you hurt someone. 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls and or texts.
And for the best one, we got your tickets to see Dexter and the Moonrocks at the Palladium on September 26th.
You were dumb and hurt someone else. 800-520-1067. What's your story on K-Rock? You hurt somebody else because you were a dumbass.
626 said, when I was 10, my friend was sitting in the street. I rode my bike towards him and turned at the last second. I was just trying to scare him, but when I turned, the peg on my front wheel hit him right in the eye. He is okay, but I still feel bad about it 20 years later. Oh, my God.
It is What's Your Story on K-Rock. You were a dumbass and you hurt someone else.
562 said, so I was kicking the soccer ball with my son, and I thought it would be really funny to try to kick the ball as hard as I could, but completely miss it. Let's just say I didn't miss the ball, and
oh,
it
no.
went flying right into his face.
Oh,
he
no.
took the hit and fell backwards. He ended up breaking his femur bone and was in a spica cast for 5 weeks.
What the
oh,
hell?
My God.
We are taking your phone calls on What's Your Story. The topic today is you were a dumbass and hurt someone else.
And for the best call or text to 800-520-1067, we got your tickets to see Dexter and the Moonrocks at the Palladium on September 26th.
All right, you were a dumbass and hurt someone else?
Okay, so when I was about 19, I had a girlfriend that I was trying to impress. And so I used to take girls piggyback on my skateboard. And oh. I had rolled up my driveway about a million times without anybody on my back. So I was taking her over to my house, right?
Yep.
And there's a big hill by my house. You catch a lot of speed. And I usually just roll up the driveway right up to the front door. So... right as we were going down the hill, I told her, hold on, this is the best part. And I hit the curb and flipped and turned as a reaction, because that's what you're supposed to do when you're skating, and I landed on top of her.
Oh, no!
Oh, God!
So she hit the ground, and then you landed on her.
Yes, I scraped up her thigh from her hip to her knee.
Oh, my God.
Needless to say, it killed the mood.
Oh, yeah, right. I was going to say, did she break up with you for that one?
But I just had to walk her back to her house.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. K-Rock, you were a dumbass and hurt somebody else.
So we were playing BB Wars back in the day. We had BB guns.
Yep.
And my cousin, he said, hey, I got to go use the restroom. So obviously, I think he was taking a number two. So I shot my my BB gun through the door of the bathroom, and I guess it ricocheted, and it hit him right in the eye. I felt so bad. Yeah, so I had to take it. We went to the emergency room and everything, because he had to get a couple stitches.
Wow.
Oh, my God. But, like, nothing permanent.
No, I mean, nothing's permanent, but like I said, I was being a dumbass. I shot it right through the bathroom door.
Yeah, that's not great. That is not
great.
It's
hard to resist it.
K-Rock, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi there. You hurt somebody because you were being a dumbass.
Yeah, I have a story. I busted my cousin's lip open when we were about 10 years old.
How'd you do that?
Back in the 90s, every kid was a huge Ninja Turtle fan.
Oh, yeah.
And so when we saw some PVC pipes just laying around, you know, naturally, we picked them up and we were Ninja Turtles and started swinging at us. You know, each other, and at one point, I told my cousin to stand in the corner, and I was going to scare him, kind of just with the PVC pipe, not hit him, but it slipped out of my hands, and it went directly, and it hit him in the mouth, in the upper lip.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and if he was dumb enough to stand there and let you do that, that's kind of on him.
He just stopped. Okay, I'm like, stand right there. And he thought I was going to do something cool. And there I go, you know, trying to scare him with the PVC pipe. And it just slipped out of my hand. He got about 22 stitches across his
22 stitches?
Damn.
Yeah, it was an arch that he still has the scar to this day.
So. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic. Wow. You do good work. All right, 800-520-1067 is the phone number. You were a dumbass and you hurt someone else. Your dumbass hurt someone else.
562 said, when I was younger, I threw a football at my brother while he was riding his bike, and the ball got stuck in the spokes of the front tire, and he ended up going face first over the front handlebars. Nice one.
Taking your phone calls on, you were a dumbass and hurt someone else. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kevin, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. You were a dumbass and hurt someone else.
Yeah, so it's another BB gun story, but I was about 12 years old. So me and my buddies, we all started getting BB guns. So I was trying to do a trick shot, and I actually got my buddy's little brother, who was about, like, 8 years old. I got him, like, right in the leg. So we thought, like, okay, you know, just walk it off. And after that, it just started bleeding profusely. We all freaked out. And, you know, we had to bring him over to ER. But I was a jerk, and I was so mad at him. Like, you're going to take our guns away. We can't play anymore.
You were mad at him.
Yep. Like, why'd you do that? He's the one who got hit.
How dare you bleed everywhere after getting shot in the leg with my BB gun.
I said walk it off. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, when I was about 10 or 11 years old, we were riding our BMX bikes behind a bunch of stores in the alley, and they threw away some of those old shop light bulbs, and a lot of them were still whole.
Oh, you're talking about the long tube ones.
Yes.
So I grabbed one out of the dumpster, and my friend was coming up, and I swung it at him, and it shattered all over him and his bike. I hit him. I was saying, oh, I got a lightsaber. I thought it was cool, but it shattered, and the shards of glass went in his eye, and he inhaled that gas.
Oh, no. Wow. He had to go to the ER?
We're still great friends today.
You're lucky. K-Rock, hello.
This is not even funny, bro. I was like 13 or 14. I was going to school in Arcadia. Some kids were throwing a hardball in the hallway. I decided to give it a go, and I threw it down the hallway. It hit the most popular girl in the face, broke her nose, and to this day, I can't even live with myself for that.
Oh, no.
It was horrible.
Wow.
It was horrible.
Did she know it was you?
Of course, I got suspended. I mean, but I really feel bad for her.
Oh, yeah, of my course. God.
Beautiful girl in the school. I wish I could tell her I'm sorry. You know, I'm really, really sorry.
Maybe she's listening.
Maybe she's listening. What's her name?
Her first name was, I don't remember.
Boom!
That's a hell of a...
First Avenue Junior High in Arcadia.
Okay. Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi. Oh, Kevin. Oh, hi.
You were a dumbass and you hurt someone else.
Well, when I was a kid, So we got in a dispute over a toy, and I took one of the, like, you know those plant support poles that they have? Like, they put them next to trees to help them grow?
Yeah.
Again, I was a child. I took the pole, and I literally rammed it up his ass.
Oh,
like, I literally,
God.
Like, tried to, like, impale him up the butt. And afterward, I felt really bad. I went upstairs to my apartment. And then the police showed up.
Wait, did it actually go up the butt?
No, I mean, like, he had pants on.
Yeah.
But, like, it was, you know, there.
Oh, my God. So did the police come to your door?
Yeah, the police came and talked to my dad, and I was in trouble.
Yeah, I would say so.
Little demon child.
I mean, I didn't go to jail or anything, but, like.
But you should have.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God.
Wow. Wow.
Woo!
All right. For my money, there's only one that injured somebody twice.
Yeah.
And it's the skateboard on the shoulders. I mean, girlfriend on the shoulders, skateboard.
Yeah.
She falls, and then he lands on her.
Yes. So that is Joseph.
Joseph. Hey.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You are our winner. Congratulations.
Woo!
Right on.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Joseph, you're going to go see Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the Palladium on September 26th.
Right on.
Thank you for calling, dude. My friend. Thank you. There's not a lot of days between now and the Just Like Heaven Festival on Saturday.
So crazy. It's already here. The Strokes, LCD Sound System, and many more will be there, and so should you. So your tickets are coming up at 6 on K-Rock.